Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 26 regarding Loretta, L-O-R-E-T-T-A, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M. Loretta Graham is a 59-year-old woman who reports she was diagnosed with COVID-19 in November 2020. Apparently, she believes this was from exposure to an individual who was positive while she worked. Period. A week after she was diagnosed, she was admitted to Deborah Hospital for COVID pneumonia. Period. She was on oxygen but did not get intubated, nor was she on a ventilator. Period. Since that experience, she has received three COVID-19 vaccinations. Period. She continues to see Dr. Herbst, H-E-R-B-S-T, for diabetes and heart disease. Period. She reports previously she was on light medication for diabetes and also had heart problems. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Graham alleged she was meeting with clients at different properties and developed COVID-19 psychological deficits. Period. The date of injury listed was 11-17-20. Period. Paragraph. Treatment records show the petitioner was seen at the emergency room on 11-22-20. Period. She was concerned about possible COVID-19 exposure and infection. Period. She had a history of diabetes and previous bronchitis. Period. She reported 3 days of body ache, coma, fever, coma, and cough. Period. She wanted to go to work today, but still had a low-grade fever. Period. Her family members are nurses who told her she should not go to work and should go get checked out. Period. She reported she wanted to go home. Period. She had been coughing a lot and is requesting cough medicine. Period. Her appetite had been a little lower, although she was still able to eat and drink. Period. She denied vomiting or diarrhea. Period. She did experience fatigue, coma, body aches, coma, cough, coma, and fever. Period. She denies a known COVID-19 positive patient contact. Period. His past surgical history was 2 cardiac stents in 2018, performed at the insured. Period. Her pulse oximetry was 96% on room air, indicating adequate oxygenation. Period. Respiratory rate was 26. Period. She was prescribed Zithromax. Period. She did not want to wait to undergo a chest x-ray that was advised. Period. She was discharged home with a Z-Pak in case there is underlying pneumonia present. Period. She does meet criteria for COVID testing at this time. Period. She was advised the symptom management, comma, self-quarantine for 14 days, comma, and practice good hygiene. Period. She was to return if she developed respiratory distress, comma, vomiting, comma, or severe weakness. Period. Her temperature was 99.6 degrees Fahrenheit and blood pressure was 114 over 58. Period. Her glucose level was in a satisfactory range. Period. They did a COVID test and we're going to call her in 2 to 3 days with its results. Period. She was seen at the hospital again on 11-30-20. period, she had several laboratory studies performed. It appeared there was no wheezing, rounds, or ronchi in the lungs. Period. Pulse oximetry was 93% to 94% on room air, indicating borderline adequate oxygenation. Period. She felt better after administration of albuterol and Decadron. Period. They discussed the proper location for her to receive treatment. Period. She underwent a CAT scan, CT angiography of the chest on 11/30/20 to be inserted. Period. She was discharged to, scratch that, she was transferred to a non-CHS facility in an ambulatory fashion. Period. In paragraph on 12/120, she underwent a history and physical upon admission to DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. Period. In addition to the history previously described, she had extensive previous tobacco abuse. Period. She was experiencing progressive shortness of breath as well as left-sided axillary pleuritic chain chest/rib pain, with deep inspiration after recently being tested positive for COVID-19. But the symptoms began roughly two weeks prior. But she was tested roughly 1 week ago on 11/22/20 in Capitol Emergency Room. But given her progressive symptoms, she presented to the emergency room. But she was found to be hypoxic around 88% on room air, which improved to 94% on 2-liter oxygen with nasal cannula. Period of CT angiogram was done. Period. After receiving morphine, comma oxygen, comma steroids, comma albuterol inhaler, comma and azithromycin, her symptoms have almost completely resolved. Period. She underwent consultation that same day by Dr. Aboujade, period. Her assessments were COVID-19 pneumonia, comma, acute hypoxic respiratory failure due to the above, comma, elevated D-dimer/hypercoagulable state, comma, worsening shortness of breath, comma, and diabetes mellitus, period. The laboratory studies were reviewed. She was to continue dexamethasone 6 milligrams twice per day. Period. In light of hypoxia on presentation, they were going to start remdesivir D1 and anticoagulation with Lovenox. Period. She remained hospitalized through 12/7/20. On that occasion, Dr. Aboujade summarized her course of treatment, period, and diagnostic studies, period. These included CT angiogram, etc., that will be inserted as marked, period. She was discharged on several different medications, period. Paragraph on 12/15/20, she was seen by nurse practitioner Donald Donnell-Jackson, who appears to work with an endocrinology group, period. This visit was conducted via telemedicine period. There were no vital signs performed period. Ms. Donald Jackson cleared her to return to work on 12/28/20 period. On 1/15/21, she was seen by Dr. Herbst, HERBST, regarding type 2 diabetes mellitus with complication and without long-term current use of insulin, period. She was using glimepiride, comma, metformin, comma, Jardiance, comma, and Lantus insulin at that time, period. She was monitored, period, in this visit. She related being hospitalized with COVID, comma, was on steroids and insulin was added. Period, she still had residual cough and, quote, foggy brain, period, end quote. Her sugars were high, but they were now improving, period. She was seen by Dr. Herbst from 5/14/21 through 8/25/21, period. She reported regular metformin caused body aching. Her blood sugars were under much better control with the addition of Trulicity. Appeared she was going to continue her other prescription medications, including vitamin D supplement. Comma, Lipitor, comma, Plavix, comma, Glimepiride, comma, Jardiance, comma, Lantus insulin, comma, Lysine, comma, Metformin, comma, Baby Aspirin, comma, Omega-3 Fatty Acids, comma, Maltase, comma, Tramadol, comma, and Trulicity, period. Ms. Graham was to return in 3 months' time, period. She did have a chest x-ray on 1/5/21 that was read as normal. Appears she had a pulmonary office visit at Deborah on 1/5/21, period. Dr. Waxman, W-A-K-S-M-A-N, period. He did not see anything that corresponds with the nodule mentioned on the CT scan. And whether this simply represented some ground glass change related to her infection is unclear. Apparently, she is not a high-risk individual for lung cancer, although she was an ex-smoker, quitting more than 12 years ago. Period. The plan was for her to have some time for a complete resolution of any inflammatory changes that might be related to her COVID and get a repeat CAT scan in about 10 weeks. And in the meantime, CBC and C-reactive protein, along with pulmonary function tests, were ordered, period. New paragraph. On 2/19/21, Ms. Graham was evaluated by Dr. Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D. Period. He summarized her course of treatment to date, period. She complained of occasional shortness of breath with a chronic cough and generalized fatigue. Period. She has no fever or chills. Period. Cough was non-productive. Period. Fatigue is described as when she climbs stairs, she gets tired and somewhat short of breath. Period. She did not convey any symptoms related to her brain or cognitive abilities. Period. Dr. Crawford offered a diagnosis of COVID pneumonia, period. He offered an explanation as to the reason for her infections. Purdy also deemed she had not yet achieved maximum medical improvement, period. In a paragraph, earlier records show on 12-7-12, she did undergo an echocardiogram. Period ejection fraction was 55% to 60%. Period overall, this was an unimpressive study with normal left ventricular size and wall thickness. Period. On 11-8-12, she was seen in the ambulatory care center at the Border Heart and Lung Center. Period. He noted a history of acute anterior wall myocardial infarction in 2007. Period. She received a stent to the LAD. That was a bare metal stent. Period. She had auto anticoagulation for a period of time, which was subsequently discontinued. Period. She always has low blood pressure. Period. She was working full-time at the Family Center for Billing Services. Period. She used to work at the Deborah Hospital for Billing for many years. Period. She recently was experiencing hives due to stress, so she was taking prednisone. Period. Oxygen saturation was 97% on room air with a blood pressure of 112 over 70. Period. Mental status was normal. Period. The rest of her clinical exam was also normal, performed by this cardiologist named Dr. HSI. Period. Ms. Graham continued to be monitored by Dr. Tsai and his colleagues over the next few years. This ran through 10-12-17 was when she was seen by Dr. Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H, period. They noted she had multiple allergies, including to adhesive bandages, paper tape, and adhesive tape, period. Her problem list included GERD, diabetes mellitus type 2, dyslipidemia, hypertension, preserved left ventricular ejection fraction, history of old anterior wall myocardial infarction with thrombus in 2000, status post percutaneous coronary intervention. Period. On 12-9-16, she did undergo an echocardiogram. Period. It showed normal left ventricular chamber size. Period. There was a mildly decreased ejection fraction at 50% to 55%. Period. New paragraph, she was also seen by endocrinologist Dr. Herbst on 1-2-19 for her diabetes, type 2 diabetes mellitus with complication. Period. She carried her diabetes mellitus diagnosis for 7 years with no known complications. Period. She regularly took metformin that gave her joint aching. Period. She had been on glimepiride and combiglyze for 5 years. Period. She was on Invokana for 5 years as well. Period. Dr. Herbst made various medication adjustments throughout his course of treatment, running through 5-4-20, period. This was only shortly before the subject exposure / event, period. On that visit, She again admitted to not following her diet and eating a lot of carbohydrates. Her left frozen shoulder had improved. Apparently she was experiencing some stress since her mother-in-law died in September, and the petitioner was cleaning out her house. Period. This also was a telemedicine visit, so no vital signs were obtained. Period. She was also seen in the cardiologist's office of Dr. Zingroni, Zingrone, beginning 1/10/19. Period. She noted Ms. Graham's history, comma, recent test results, comma, laboratory results, comma, and review systems, period. Her diagnoses were coronary artery disease, comma, acute myocardial infarction in 2007, secondary to large thrombus burden in the left anterior descending, comma, status post thrombectomy and bare metal stent to left anterior descending, period, stress echo new with infarct but no ischemia, 2012, overall preserved left ventricular systolic function. Period. She also carried diagnoses of dyslipidemia, comma, hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, tobacco dependence and remission, having quit in 2007 at the time of her myocardial infarction. Period. She previously smoked 1/2 of 1 pack of cigarettes per day for over 20 years. Period. Dr. Zingroni opined Ms. Graham was doing extremely well from a cardiovascular standpoint. Period. She issued an addendum on 9/25/20, having reviewed the laboratory test results that became available. Period. Ms. Graham also reported that she gets lightheaded when she changes position, and she is orthostatic in the office today. Period. Accordingly, her carbidiol was going to be discontinued. Period. She recommended an updated echocardiogram as well as a treadmill stress test. Period. She was to return after they were completed. Period. New paragraph. We were provided with results of pulmonary function testing done at Mid-Mark Diagnostics Group on 7/16/21. Period. As per the report, this yielded mild restriction. Period. We are also in receipt of the report from 8/1/21 by Dr. Waller, W-A-L-L-E-R, period. He issued estimates of partial permanent disabilities as follows: colon, 25% for her now insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, semicolon, colon, 25% for her restrictive lung disease, semicolon, 10% for her chronic arthralgias, semicolon, and 10% for her chronic headaches, period. Physical exam. General appearance, she did have intermittent coughing. Period. She wrote notes for this evaluation and was crying from the outset. Period. She complains of pain in her knee, comma, ankle, comma, and wrist when she makes any movement. Period. She remained dressed, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Period. Head, eyes, ears normal, heart normal, lungs. She coughed with taking deep breaths, but this exam was otherwise normal. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical, thoracic, and lumbar normal. Impressions. Loretta Graham contracted COVID-19 in November 2020. that she did not have any known direct contact with a COVID-positive patient. Initially, she was seen at the emergency room and begun on medications. Approximately a week later, she returned and was admitted for further treatment. She received various medications and consultations running through 12/7/20. New paragraph, she followed up with her endocrinologist and cardiologist, endocrinologist and pulmonologist after discharge. She had already been under care of endocrinology and cardiology before this episode. There were some minor changes in post-discharge testing with respect to her current clinical exam is benign except for some coughing during deep inspiration. New paragraph, I would offer 5% permanent partial total disability for the residuals of COVID-19 infection. This incorporates the involvement of her brain, lungs, and endocrine system. She appears to be more functional than she would otherwise portray. And that is the end.